Conjuring Crystals, presented by Science at NASA. NASA scientists are figuring out the physics behind a seemingly magical way to produce high-quality crystals. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Arthur C. Clarke. December 11, 2001. At first, it might remind you of a magician making his assistant levitate above a table, apparently suspended only by the power of the magician's mind. But this is a NASA laboratory, an unlikely setting for such a show. No matter, it's where Frank Zofran and colleagues are growing high-quality crystals using a method as amazing as any conjuring trick. By carefully cooling a molten germanium-silicon mixture inside a cylindrical container, they coax it into forming a single large and extraordinarily well-ordered crystal. Such crystals have very few defects because, remarkably, they never touched the walls of the very container in which they grew. Amazing. But, like the spectacle of the lovely levitating lady, the sense of magic elicited by this way of making crystals is only a product of not fully knowing how the trick is done. When this crystal-growing procedure was serendipitously discovered in experiments flown on Skylab missions in the 1970s, scientists were as baffled as an audience at a magic show. Since then, crystal growers have begun to piece together an explanation. But there are still unanswered questions about the process, called detached Bridgman growth. Growing well-ordered crystals is important because they are used in a mind-boggling variety of devices here on Earth. Microchips, video cameras, radiation detectors, digital watches, high-power semiconductors, and record players, to name a few. Crystals formed by detached Bridgman growth in particular could lead to improved windows for infrared sensors, more accurate cosmic ray detectors, and tiny solid-state lasers for next-generation flat-panel displays. And hard-to-predict spin-offs could create whole new categories of electronic products. In general, when people grow crystals for electronics applications, they would like them to be the highest quality possible, the lowest number of impurities, the lowest number of dislocations, Zofran says. Detached Bridgman growth is one way to make that happen. Zofran explains, when crystal growth takes place in contact with the container wall, the container pushes on the crystal, and that causes the atoms to be nudged out of alignment. Such defects, as they're called, can cause the crystal not to perform as well for certain applications. During detached Bridgman growth, the crystal doesn't touch the container walls, so a higher quality crystal with fewer defects can be produced. An ideal crystal is a paragon of order and structure. The atoms that comprise it are arranged in a geometrical pattern that repeats over and over, like the tiles in a tile floor, but in three dimensions. The precise ordering of atoms can lend a crystalline substance special properties of use in, for example, electronic devices. Although detached Bridgman growth was discovered during experiments done in space, scientists have learned how to grow crystals using this method on the ground, too. That's important because otherwise it wouldn't be of much use to industry. It's too expensive to grow bulk quantities of inorganic crystals in space, Zofran says. The purpose of space-based experiments is to learn about the process of crystal growth, which hopefully can then be applied to improve the way crystals are grown on Earth. Growing crystals in space is revealing because, in a sense, gravity is a variable, he explains. Anytime a scientist can gain control over a variable, they can learn more by changing its value and doing experiments under different conditions. Here on the ground, where gravity is normal, Zofran and colleagues are studying crystals grown from an alloy of germanium and silicon, materials with well-understood properties, thanks to decades of intense research by the semiconductor industry. He notes that other materials are candidates for detached growth, too, including alkali halides used in cosmic ray detectors, indium antimonide and gallium antimonide, which are used for infrared detectors and lasers, and calcium fluoride for short wavelength lenses used in ultra-high definition lithography. Their ongoing experiments aim to answer some important questions. For example, what causes the crystal to grow detached from the walls of its container? And what is the exact range of conditions in which detached growth can happen? Zofran says that a breakthrough in our understanding of detached terrestrial growth could lead to commercial technologies for preparing advanced semiconductor materials with reduced defect densities, while a better understanding of detached growth in microgravity could allow crystal growers to better control this phenomenon during future flight experiments. Speaking of which, Zofran is looking forward to flight experiments in 2004 or 2005, when he and his colleagues are slated to conduct crystal-growing tests aboard the International Space Station. The results could provide the understanding they need to master this magical technique and to produce crystals of exceptional quality right here on Earth. This story was written by Patrick Berry and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA and the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.